is Siren FM.
What's wrong? You're in shame by your own sorrow. In your eyes, there is no hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You were always sure of yourself. Now I see you. I hope we can patch it up together. Chiquitita, you and I.
The sun is still in the sky. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we are once again paying tribute to the one and only ABBA, and as we continue our journey back in 1979 during the Swedish sensation's prime years. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's show by texting us on 07797 800 716 or tweeting us at SirenFM. We still have plenty more ABBA hits to come, so let's get started with the show. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. One of the very few ABBA songs to feature a lead male vocalist, most of the group's tracks were led by either of the female vocalists. Does Your Mother Know, which has no question mark, was written by the team of Benny and Bourne. Running at 3 minutes 16 seconds and backed by Kisses of Fire, it was released in April 1979, overtly commercial even for ABBA. This had hit single written all over it, and it was hardly surprising it made number one in the Belgian chart and the top 10 in several other countries. We continue our journey into the life and music of ABBA, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
We'll be right back.
Besides the song's title, which is French for Do You Want, Voulez-vous also contains La question c'est voulez-vous, which means the question is do you want in French. I knew there was a reason I took Latin. I think I'll leave the French to Alistair and his show here on Siren FM. The working title for the song was actually America, but ABBA eventually decided to go with Voulez-vous instead. It reached number one in Belgium and the top 10 in the UK. France, Ireland, Netherlands, South Africa, Spain, and Switzerland. The song was released as a single A-side in all parts of the world except here in the UK, where it was released as a double A-side with Angel Eyes, with the latter being the dominant part of the single. 1979 was a great year for classic ABBA hits, and we have another coming up next.
News, culture, entertainment, and more on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
Gimme 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 was arguably ABBA's most influential track, as its emphasis on electronics made it a very important record for techno musicians in the post-disco era. Madonna's Hung Up is based on this track, and Born and Benny are included in the songwriting credits. The only previous time ABBA had allowed one of their songs to be sampled was in 1996, when they allowed the Fugees to sample the bass and synthesizer of 1977's The Name of the Game for their 1996 hit Rumble in the Jungle. Madonna begged the ABBA songwriters for permission to sample this song and sent multiple letters to Stockholm telling them how much she liked their music. Legendary artists working together can only bring great things. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM, and 1979 still has one more ABBA hit to bring us. This song of hope features a large children's choir, making it the only ABBA song that has additional vocalists to the four members of the band. ABBA often perform this song on stage with choirs from local schools in the areas where they were performing. Bourne said of the track, "I Have a Dream was an attempt to modern folklore with that kids' choir. We have doubted long whether we would use that choir or not, and we were aware that critics would pick on us for that. With the trends of the time. We didn't care, and we did it. The choir goes well with the Italian-like melody, and the lyrics sound positive." This reached number one in Austria, Belgium, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. It was not commercially released in the United States, and ABBA were foiled that year from having the Christmas number one spot in the UK by Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. In December 1999, Westlife topped the UK chart with their cover of this track as a double A-side with Seasons in the Sun. This was the Irish boy band's fourth UK chart topper of the year, making them the first act since Elvis Presley in 1962 to have four number ones in the same year. Westlife would use the Bodywork School Choir for their version. Remember that you can still text in on 07797 800 716, or find us on Twitter at Siren FM or the show at Siren Legends. But let's keep the show going as we delve deeper into the discography of ABBA.
I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, it feels the same when she calls your name. Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. Always stay in love.
if it makes you feel sad. And I understand you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winning takes it.
The winner takes it all takes ABBA into the 1980s with a bang, hitting the number one slot here in the UK. ABBA member Bourne wrote this after separating from wife and fellow band member Agnetha. It's about a divorce where one person doesn't want to separate and clings desperately to the marriage. It put Agnetha in a strange situation of being asked to sing a breakup song written by her ex-husband. Bourne didn't intend it this way. He explained, "I sang a demo of it myself, with a lot of people saying that they liked it, and they said, you have to sing that, but I saw the sensible thing, of course. It had to go to Agnetha. I remember coming to the studio with it and everyone said, oh, this is a great, wonderful song. It was strange, but it was strange hearing her singing it. It was more like an actress doing something when she sang it, but deeply moving. Afterwards, there were a few tears as well." Despite the song's portrayal of the breakdown of their marriage, Agnetha calls this her biggest favourite from ABBA's back catalogue. She said, "It's a shame that we never got to play it live." Even though they may have never played it live, this iconic track will live on forever.
The summer air was soft, warm, the feeling right, the Paris night did its best to please us. And strolling down the Elysee, we had a drink in each cafe.
Rise. yet you're the hero of my dreams.
I can still recall.
The song's lyrics were based on Bourne's melancholy memory of a teenage romance in Paris. This tune was later used in the theatre musical and hit movie Mamma Mia. The characters Donna and Harry sing this song in the theatre musical, and in the film it's sang by Sophie and Harry. The song's lyrics were provided by Katherine Johnson, who wrote the storyline and actually got Harry's name from this track. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry, and tonight we continue our journey into the life and music of ABBA.
Hi, this is Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I am Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Sleep and sing, wishing every show was the best.
A super trooper is a type of spotlight, hence the lyric, "Tonight the super trooper lights are gonna find me." This song was the last to be written for the Super Trooper album. In fact, the name Super Trooper had already been chosen as an album title. It was a lucky coincidence that the song Benny and Bourne were writing to be an up-tempo single ended up fitting with the title. I feel this song epitomises ABBA at their greatest, a legendary catchy pop group. And we still have a few more classics to come here for Legends on Siren FM. Near the end of ABBA's career, they released this heartbreaking song with a Eurostomp disco sound. The singer had lost what's dear to her and doesn't know where to turn. Despite the forlorn lyrics, the song became a popular dance hit. It was released as a 12-inch single in Europe, where it caught on and has endured as one of ABBA's greatest classic hits. It is featured in the Mamma Mia musical and appears on many compilation albums. It hit number 7 here in the UK, proving once again to be a popular stomping ground for the Swedish sensations. Some may even call it a second home. We're quickly coming towards the end of the show, but I've still got a few more ABBA tracks up my sleeve. Are you enjoying today's episode? I am. Well, at least that's one of us. We'll be right back. This was the first single released from ABBA's final studio album, The Visitors. It gave the group their final top 20 chart placing in the UK. Had the charts been compiled at Christmas that year, one of us would almost certainly have taken the number one spot. However, with no chart compiled that Christmas, The Human League's Do You Want Me retained the top spot. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren FM, paying tribute to ABBA. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook page www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. Come back next week, same time, as we pay tribute to another legend of the music industry. But I leave you tonight with something very beautiful from ABBA's 1979 Live Japan special. Whatever you're up to, make sure you stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM.
Well, now there's nothing more left to say than thank you for staying with us, listening and watching. We're really happy that we could come here to Japan and make this special, because we like to think that we can, through our songs, communicate with people. So what's more appropriate to say than thank you for the music?
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for before.